Hey, good morning. Coming up on 920, you've got the sun shining on us. 58 degrees where we're at right now. Welcome to the middle of the week, hump day Wednesday. My name's Dablo. Good to have you on board. Time to do what we do every Wednesday. Got to head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge, talk with our good friends over there. And this morning, got Rizzy on the phone with us. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about something that pretty important to young athletes. We're talking about strength training. What can you tell us about strength training and OSPTI's role in all of this?
Yeah, so first, let's talk about what strength training is. It's resistive training. It is defined as to specialize a form of conditioning that is used to help increase one's ability to produce and resist force. So whenever people think of strength training, they're thinking of powerlifting, bodybuilding, when actually it is just a tool that can augment sports performance to help improve strength with motor control. So meaning that we're improving the motor control of the muscle and coordinating movements in a coordinated manner. When even within the muscle, strength training helps synchronize the contraction of the muscle and therefore can help develop new muscles to help stabilize the young athlete. No one's going to build big muscles because in a younger person, they don't have the testosterone or the hormones yet. Right. And so they're not going to get the bigger muscles until they develop those hormones.
So, Rizzy, when you're talking strength training, where does that fit in with cardio training? Do you work those two at once?
So, yes, you would want to work a little bit of both, correct. Okay. So, strength training, it would be more of your resistance, your body. Good way to start is with body weight. Incorporating core and abdominal muscles. Just think of a tree trunk. If we don't have a strong trunk, that tree does not survive. The limbs, same as the body. If we don't have a good core or good strength through there, same thing. That's when we get injured through our knees, through our shoulders, things like that. And then incorporating cardio with that endurance can help for longer lasting through, but we need that strength, that coordination in the muscles first before progressing to the cardio.
Rizzy, do you have a lot of young athletes coming in there for this kind of strength training? I know back in the day when we were done with like basketball in the winter months, it was like, well, we'll see you again in October or September for football. Do you have a lot of younger athletes like training all year long for their sports?
Yes, actually, we find it beneficial to keep that synchronized through the muscle fibers moving. And so we find that continuing the strengthening helps with the endurance. And so we actually offer a summer program for younger athletes. It starts from grade 4 all the way up to juniors and seniors in high school.
Okay.
And to help develop that coordination and how to basically how your body moves
right
in an advanced way. Yep.
So now if people want to get involved in this and there are young athletes out there listening to this, say that's something I really want to get a handle on, how do they get signed up for this program, Rizzy?
They can call us here at OSPTI. We'll also have it on our Facebook page, or you can check probably our website too as well, but we do have pamphlets available in the office that they can just call and register their athlete.
Sounds good. Rizzy, always great to talk with you. Have a great rest of the week. Okay, we'll talk next Wednesday.
You as well.
All right. That is Rizzy at OSPTI in Breckenridge talking strength training for young athletes here this morning. Give them a call at OSPTI if you would like some more information. It's 923. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.